from its topological shape, called the two torus, is suspended in the tetrahedron, and it is the rotation of the tetrahedron in the sphere that makes the Hebrew letter forms when seen from different angles. Of course, the vertices of the tetrahedron itself, rotated in the sphere, lands at 19.47 or 19.5 degrees. 19.5 degrees north latitude is where the Pathfinder rover has landed on Mars. This site was chosen by Matthew Golombek, the Pathfinder project scientist at JPL, whose name in Polish means pigeon, which may mean by extension to go home, as in homing pigeon. The root Golem in Golombek is Hebrew, which means a perfect copy or a clone, as explained in the ancient books of Hebrew magic. Just recently in Scotland, the bastion of Scottish Rite Freemasonry, in a laboratory not far from Roslyn Chapel, a lamb was born named Dalai. Dalai Lamb, or Dalai Lama. Dalai was cloned, and what is more disturbing, carries a human genome. There were actually five siblings of Dalai altogether. The five lambs were born around the time of more arcane resurrection themes, which when coupled with the number five is important in the occult tradition, symbolic of man, the orbit of Earth, and its relationship to the Sun and Mars. The year that Crowley died, 1947, was also the year of the famous Roswell incident at 33 degrees north latitude, which in Freemasonry is symbolized by the phoenix. The phoenix, of course, is an Egyptian-derived symbolic reference to rebirth or reincarnation. It is fascinating that in hyperdimensional physics, the number 33 refers to the tetrahelix model for DNA. In other words, 33 can be viewed as a code number for the fundamental mechanism of the biological rebirth, a fitting symbolic foundation for key secret society traditions. In the 1940s, before Crowley's death, Parsons met up with L. Ron Hubbard, the infamous founder of the Church of Scientology. Parsons and Hubbard quickly became friends, and the two of them set off on magical rituals of enormous consequence, trying to conjure spirits and summon the gods alchemically, much to the dismay of Crowley, who was suspicious of their motives. Some of the ritual practices were sexual in nature and were performed at the pre-construction site of the great Palomar Observatory that they believed to be a great sexual center of the Earth. Palomar was founded and managed by Caltech. In Spanish, Palomar also means the house to which a pigeon comes home. During the course of Parsons' friendship with Hubbard, Parsons naively imparted a vast amount of Crowleyan knowledge to Hubbard. Then Hubbard went on to steal Parsons' wife and money through a phony business venture. Hubbard later claimed to be the successor to Crowley, the great beast, but also claimed at the same time to be working for naval intelligence in order to spy on these dangerous magicians within our very own institutions. It was shortly after this experience that Parsons grew darker in his methods and motives, and started the now infamous Babylon Working to literally create a child. Babylon actually means a gateway to the gods. The child, Great Whore of Babylon, was to have balanced the aspects of our consciousness through sex, magic, and alchemy. Parsons, remember, the founder of JPL, persisted, and it was during one of these great experiments that Parsons died in a great chemical explosion in 1952. No one then or now has been allowed to identify his body, and the records of his death and his practice are still classified by the U.S. Department of Defense. However, you may still read many of his manuscripts from which much of this information has been drawn, which was written under the auspices of the various OTO lodges. From the pen of both Crowley and Parsons, their goal was to continue their practice beyond this earth, extending into the great temple of space in order to, once and for all, make communion with the gods a reality. Unfortunately, that reality seems to be reserved only for initiates and members of the club who are on the inside track at NASA and JPL, while we, the guys who are now paying for the practice, have to extrapolate from metaphor, symbolism, an allegory. You see, JPL and NASA have a little-known history, an apparent and seldom-perceived pattern by which they operate, based on the foundations of occult knowledge. Throughout their endeavors, all important missions seem to be driven by a primary function: to launch and or to land, for instance, on Mars or the Moon, when the dog star Sirius is at 19.5 or 33 degrees above or below the horizon. Sirius bears an important place in all occult traditions. Aleister Crowley created the Astrum Argentium Order, or the Order of the Silver Star, for advanced magicians of the Great White Brotherhood in worship of the star Sirius. There are also temples at Thebes in Egypt dedicated to this star, as well as to Thoth, the Egyptian phoenix. And unbeknownst to many ordinary citizens and taxpayers who support the space program, selection of the landing sites of many of the manned and unmanned lunar missions was directed by an Egyptian named Farouk El-Baz. Other aspects of the flight plans directed by El-Baz, an Egyptologist, were also executed in accordance with Egyptian Masonic celestial mythology, as demonstrated by Richard and others from computer analysis of the Apollo program. It is a little-known fact that our government and many of its most revered public institutions were all initially based on this system of ancient and natural knowledge, as devised by our Freemasonic forefathers, who brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Apparently, some men are created a little more equal than others. Today, we call these ancient systems of knowledge the occult, which is rich in information for the chosen few, while we, the unchosen many, are given a status quo perspective, resulting in cultures devoid of this information and its traditions. For you see, this knowledge truly is power, for this power by another name has been called hyperdimensional physics. It was Arthur C. Clarke who once said, "Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic." People have occulted this knowledge, either for fear of persecution by Inquisition, or to simply keep it from the masses. Any culture that has preserved this knowledge and has made it accessible to its populace has unfortunately fallen victim to genocide. Witness the Jews and Tibetans. War on Earth may actually be the battle to become heir to all aspects of this ancient knowledge. The Mars rover, which landed on July 4th of this year and landed at 19.5 degrees north at Aries Vallis, the Valley of Aries, it would seem that prophecy is being fulfilled today on Mars by the great inheritors of the Word of God. For those of you who would like to know more, we're preparing some more information. This is obviously work in progress, and we'll make it available on the Enterprise Mission website. And I'm sure Richard will be speaking more about it on Art Bell's radio show and in future seminars. And that's about it. Thank you.
That's a hard act to follow. I am very proud, and as Nick said, this will be followed by further explorations and research, and as we can document with greater detail some of these extraordinary coincidences. While Nick was doing that, David and I were distracting him because David has several other reversals. You got to give them a couple of these that you don't have with you, but you got transcripts for.
I have found so many reversals that directly correlate what you're saying. I've got one reversal that says this is 33. I had no idea what it meant. I got one that said sex with the rocks, which is directly what you were talking about. I'm going to pull all these out. I'm going to put them on my website. I had no idea of the significance of the stuff I'm finding. I got a reversal that says we worship Satan. This is Satanism. That's on Donna Shirley. Exceptionally clear reversals that we all found in class. You Karen, my fiancée, can verify all of this. I had so many sleepless nights. I mean, I didn't sleep for two nights about this presentation, and finally I decided to go the safe route and just play the superficial ones, and I'm not going to do that again. And go to my website the next week or two, and they will all be up. Everything that you are saying, everything you are saying, I have got in the Mars transcripts, and it's all there.
Okay. Can I have the mic up just a bit? Just a tad. Raise the level. Thank you. I've been saving this surprise because, and again, I have not shown this to David. In fact, I haven't shown it to anybody. Of course not. No. David's always the last to know. Or the first to know, depending upon your point of view. All right? If he trusts himself. See, this is very important. This is a lesson for us all. That when you're following the yellow brick road, when you're following a process, you cannot censor the process. You have to follow the road wherever it leads. I mean, look, I'm standing up here talking about Satanism and bestiality and sex with rocks. You know, Walter is spinning and he's not even, you know, departed yet. The point is that if I had pre-filtered 15 years ago and not decided to follow this trail wherever it led, and the check is the cross correlations between different perspectives that give you a gestalt on the same extraordinary picture. And when I asked David to do this, I was betting in the dark that what you have seen and heard tonight would in fact take place. It was a bet on 15 years that yes, this process works. And when Nick pulled up, and it wasn't a lot of time we had to put this together, this incredible correlation, including Crowley calling himself the Phoenix. Now, let me make something very clear. I am not indicting all of NASA. I am not indicting all of JPL. I will be absolutely convinced, I am totally convinced, that 99.99% of the scientists, the engineers, the janitors, the secretaries, the research people haven't a clue as to what they have been manipulated into. That this is a tiny handful of Crowleyite inheritors who are deifying Jack Parsons and Crowley and a process that they think is going to take them face to face with whatever it is that has resulted in our being in the solar system and on this planet, and we are paying for their trip.
Right. It has to stop. It just has to stop. They must be exposed. They really must. We must force them to come honest. You know, Karen, my fiancée, will validate. I was saying these are the bizarrest reversals I've ever found in my 14 years of work. I mean, I had no idea what they were referring to. Anyway, we've got to get this technology out there. We've got to get the reverse speech transcripts. I think we need to do a whole program together on Art Bell, plus as many others as we can, and present this. It's got to be presented.
Well, see, fortunately, this will go far beyond this room tonight. What David and I are planning to do is to put this on the web, and what we'll do is link our site so that these things relate to each other. And I'm going to put on key things that relate to the things that we're seeing. We're going to expand on Nick's inner research. And ultimately, there will be people who pay attention. There already are people who are paying attention. Remember, they are reading their statements.
Do you know, one of the things that Aleister Crowley taught was one of the ways to achieve enlightenment was to play videos and tape recordings backwards. It was in the appendix of his book, Magic, which I find fascinating, too.
Okay. This is the surprise. A couple days ago, as I said, we posted on the web the view from the rover of the lander showing what I call the boat, or the Chriscraft, or, as we now know, perhaps the weapon, which appears to be hyperdimensional, appears to be a levitating Searle-type technology, Townsend Brown, whatever. Day after, literally hours after, actually, Someone at JPL posted 9 or 10 images in this rover composition, every view of the lander taken from the rover to date. And the quality of the images surpasses anything that was previously on the NASA website. So someone was helping. So, of course, in my copious spare time, I went through frantically looking to see what the clues might be. And we found on Sol 26 this view, all right? This is basically untouched, except what we've done is to just kind of tweak the contrast a bit so that things are more easily visible. Let me use the pointer. This is the high-gain antenna. These are really airbags. All right, look what airbags look like, all right? This is the meteorology mass with the little cones that are supposed to wave in the wind and tell what the wind velocity is. This is the mini Matterhorn, all right, so called by the rover team or the lander team. This is the camera mast, and anyway, I'm looking around at all this, and suddenly my eye falls on this. And I realized I was seeing something very interesting together with this. This is around the corner, around the conning tower from the JPL American flag, which is over on this side because the rover pedal is out here. This is the rover pedal at 120 degrees to the left of the rover pedal. So it looks like a plaque. So, of course, I got very interested, because plaques are symbolically revealing. Perhaps, maybe, somebody wanted us to see this. This is a stereo image, all right? It's the left of two images taken almost simultaneously. So, let me show you now what we have found this plaque shows us, all right? All right, I have to go up here. Let me do this. Okay. This is the plaque. This is the raw version. This is the enhanced version. This is the enlargement, and this is our reconstruction. There is a skull looking... Sorry, David. David, pick up your microphone and tell them why you're having a fit.
I'm having a fit because, for several reasons, the word skull has appeared in at least a dozen reversals. One of the ones I played on the Art Bell program, the white man's skull, we see it now hidden, and actually I'm going to pull that one up now, and let me tell you, every time they say the word rocks forwards, guess what that reverses to? Skull. We have at least a dozen reversals about skull. And while you're talking, I'm going to pull up my famous one, the white man's skull. We see it now hidden.
Now notice carefully what it appears to be. A skull overlooking a flying saucer in front of an observatory dome. And because of the Parsons-Hubbard connection and the magical ceremonies on Mount Palomar, which is very, very strange. Mount Palomar was the site of the infamous George Adamski sightings on the slopes of Mount Palomar, ostensibly a bunch of white guys from Venus landing in a spaceship, taking him for rides. They call themselves today as the Pleiadians. They are part of the problem, not the solution. The Crowleyites apparently have been listening to these characters and treating them as gods. Whereas, in fact, our hypothesis is that we're dealing with members of what I have termed the dysfunctional human family, who have been playing at being God, and in some cases being very effective with, shall we say, lesser minds. Anyway, the point is that I wasn't even thinking of this reversal when I looked at this and realized as I was enhancing it that this, in fact, is what I was getting. And it's astonishingly good considering the signal-to-noise. We've now combined both of the stereo images, done an image averaging, driven down the noise. We have a little bit more detail. What's really impressive is that there's only a couple of moments when this thing is visible, because if you look at this version, you'll see that it is covered by a clamshell door, which is opened electrically by a motor. That's what that dark thing is on the right. And it covers it so that it is only opened at key times, and someone put on the web the image at the right sun angle in the right direction when the door was open and you can see it. Now, if you compare, and I didn't have time to put this up, if you compare the CNN image of the rover in the NASA sandbox at JPL the night of the rover difficulties, when the airbag problem had come up, you'll see that this is a hollow plaque sitting there with no content. It doesn't have diorama is the term I'm looking for, and it's missing the clamshell door. It's just the base, the scooped out base, because that's all they want the engineers, the honest guys who just think they're doing science, to know about. The actual thing was loaded aboard, I'm sure, late at night and at Cape Canaveral before it was encapsulated in the shroud by some sacred person under some ritual moon phasing or whatever. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're dealing with. Now, if this was the only context in which we had found this, I'd obviously be incredibly skeptical. But the fact is that beginning several months ago and going back through every mission, every lunar mission, every planetary mission, we have found these incredible associations with Orion, with Sirius, with 19.5, with 33, and the odds, just in terms of celestial mechanics, of making all this work, unless you intend it to work, are literally trillions to one. Now, don't take my word for it. We've got engineers at McDonnell Douglas, former NASA people, and at Boeing, who are analyzing the celestial mechanics constraints and are giving me actual data as to how improbable this series of celestial coincidences would be if it was just due to random chance. In other words, the computer, the democratized computer programs, and this little laptop, which has more computer power than all of NASA's mainframes together when we went to the moon, it's this and this technology which is ultimately going to restore a democratic process to this entire situation.
The revolution of truth has begun. Let me play these reversals.
Then set even greater land distance rover records on Mars by going a full 6 meters in autonomous fashion, as will be described later, over to this region behind these two rocks named Calvin and Hobbes.
Okay, the first reversal, reveal the dark city. Followed by, and the white man's skull, we see it now hidden.
And the white man's skull, we see it now hidden. And the white man's skull, we see it now hidden. And the white man's skull, we see it now hidden.
I had no idea what that reversal meant. It just blew me out. Here we go. The connections is stunning. Absolutely stunning. And I can assure you, once again, Richard and I have not colluded at all. Yeah. Our house was on fire. We recorded the entire fire, and there was two people in the house for 20 minutes into the fire, obviously wearing breathing equipment. I've got the voice on tape. I've actually got it here, of the men calling out to each other. They were going through my filing cabinets. We think they installed a computer program, software program, my computers at that stage, downloading all my data. We didn't discover this for 2 weeks. The computer technician has been interviewed on the Strange Universe program. He will tell you all about it.
Thank you so much. Okay, let me close with one final image, because I think this is crucial for you to understand the political implications of what we are seeing here. This did not occur to me until yesterday morning, and I worked rather hard to try to put this together, and this is what I think we have a problem with. Okay? This is why it is imperative that you send faxes to Ted Koppel, to John Holloman, to any other media people that you can think of. Send us copies, you know, fax us at our 505-771-0820 fax number. Look it up on the web. You know, we need to get a serious inquiry. It is on the front of the conning tower, facing the pedal that is 120 degrees to the left of the rover pedal. The only incontrovertible part about this is the skull. The rest of it looks like machinery. It looks like an observatory. The fact that he's seeing connections to the Palomar material, 33. This is a work in progress. Ladies and gentlemen, I really appreciate your coming, and I appreciate David's participation. Right? Ladies and gentlemen, we are far beyond our allotted time. I appreciate you coming, but for God's sake, don't just sit here. Do something. Thank you.